while we bring you the best places to stay in Mexico and tell you about the food to eat in Paris, this month we are celebrating the one country we all call our own, India, and why we love India. Through articles, interviews, photo shoots, personal essays, and more, we take you on a journey across the lengths and breadths of this nation. This podcast episode is a traveler's take on why India is her home, a piece that is more relatable than you think. So, where's your home? I smiled hearing the question I was way too familiar with. But the answer kept changing from, "Oh, in Mumbai, that's where my family is, that's where I've grown up to be who I am," to, "Bir in Himachal Pradesh, the slice of heaven I've lived in for 4 years now," to, "Goa, because I've been here for more than a month and don't know where I'm going next." I settled for a right here this time. The curious couple in their fuzzy jackets stood in front of me, waiting for me to elaborate on those two measly words. Maybe I would have given them the entire picture, narrated story after story, the plot lines being my many memories and adventures. But less than a minute ago, they were on a loop, like a bad trending song on Reels, about how they never travel in India and prefer going to Europe every chance they get. The pandemic and the pause on international travel led these people to Bir instead of Switzerland. That's how they ended up in this little cafe that serves great coffee and the loveliest banana walnut cake. I genuinely contemplated asking them to sit on those colorful metal chairs and listen to the tales of why I love India attentively. I would begin with how I traveled in a caravan along the western coast for 20 days, waking up in a new destination every other day, each more breathtaking than the last. The lingering, nostalgic taste of hot puttu curry for breakfast in Kannur came back to me in an instant. The story would then dart up north to the coziest New Year's Eve spent in a cabin in Pehelgam, Kashmir, wrapped in layers of love, warmth, vaswan and snow. The early mornings filled with quaffs of freshly prepared saffron kava, the hike up to Aru to witness how magic is really not that far. It's right here, at home. I took a sip of the now lukewarm coffee and realized the curious couple had left, leaving me reminiscing every corner of this vibrant country. Reminiscing moments like staying at the Kankarwa Haveli overlooking Lake Pichola, taking in the plethora of colors the sunset sky would gift me with, spending 24 hours in Shillong to be with my best friend on her birthday, only to end up falling head over heels for the town bustling with energy and night markets. Taking leisurely strolls at the boulevard in Pondicherry with a cream cheese croissant in hand. Telling my mother on a phone call about the weirdly shaped rock I found at Serenity Beach. Finding a remote farm stay in a village in Maharashtra and going fishing at midnight with the hosts to swim under the stars. The smallest of wins was celebrated at Sarafa in Indore over plates of raw mango and hing pani puri. All of this, and it still isn't 1% of what India has to offer. What this dynamic, complicated country has to offer. From the mightiest of mountains in Spiti to the balmy by-lanes in Kolkata. From the artisans in Gujarat to those in Orissa. From diving in the deepest waters in Andamans to climbing the peaks of Uttarakhand. A lifetime is less for me to tell anyone why I love India. It now starts to pour incessantly as I look out of my window. Inside, the cafe's warm yellow lights set the correct mood for the climax of this piece. I look at the mountains outside the window disappearing behind the mist, just as the one in my head drifts away. So, where is my home? It is every corner of this country that has taught me how to love, live, regret, loathe, believe, worry, and hope. Traveling in India is an experience that doesn't diminish after a trip or two. It is an experience that changes something in you with each ticket that you book. So, it isn't so simple, you see. Home is where the heart is, they say. And for me, home is right here, in all these places I've been. That was a short narration on why traveling in India is so, so special. Now it's your turn. Tell us in the comments below why you love India. And there's a lot more coming your way. So stay tuned to Travel and Leisure India.